Today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Challah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud. So Mishnah Tes is going to pick up on the idea that we had mentioned just recently, that if you have Challah Schutz La'aretz, you're allowed to give it to a Kohen who's not careful to eat his Chulin B'Tahara, that you don't have to worry that much about protecting the Tahara of Challah Schutz La'aretz. So our Mishnah is going to go and tell us that there are a number of other things that you're allowed to give to a Kohen who is not careful about eating his Chulin B'Tahara. Now, we're not talking about giving it to a Kohen who's a Mechal Shabbos and who's not careful about anything. We're talking about giving it to a Kohen who's not careful to eat Chulin B'Tahara. And the reason that you're allowed to give all of the things we're going to mention in our Mishnah to a Kohen who's not careful about eating Chulin B'Tahara is either because it's not something that has to be protected, it's Tahara, there's no Inyan of its Tahara, or it's something that's so holy that it's brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So even someone who maybe is not going to be so careful about eating his Chulin B'Tahara would never allow something in the Beis HaMikdash that is Tamei. So says the Mishnah, Ve'elu nitanin l'kol kohen. The following items can be given to any Kohen, meaning not really any Kohen. It means even Kohanim who are not careful to eat their Chulin B'Tahara. Hacharamim, if someone makes a neder of a cherim is a way of committing money to the Beis HaMikdash. So the habachoros, the firstborn karbanos of animals, that if you have a baby calf or sheep or goat that's a bechor, so it's a kadosh merechem and you have to give it to a kohen, and if it's a tam, it's not a balmum, then you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the basar from it can be eaten by a kohen or any of the bnei bayis of a kohen, but only when they're tahar. So even a kohen who's not careful about eating his chulin b'tahara, maybe will not be so careful about truma. But when it comes to a bechor, that's not a balmum. He's going to be very careful. So if it is a balmum, then it's not brought as a carbon. Then you still give it to a kohen, but then you treat it like chulin, and then it could be eaten by anybody. So then also you don't have to worry about giving it to a kohen who's not careful about eating his chulin b'tahara. Upidina ben, also to give pidina ben money for your child. So that's also not kadosh, it's just money. The money for pidyon petach hamar, when you redeem the firstborn donkey, v'hazrov l'chayim v'keva, and the matnos kahuna that come from a carbon of hazrov l'chayim v'keva, of a kosher animal, whenever you shech the kosher, not a carbon, meaning a regular kosher animal that's chulin, there are matnos kahuna that you give hazrov l'chayim v'keva, v'reishas hagez, and the first shearings of a sheep, when you shear your sheep, you give the first part of the fleece to the Kohen. So all of these things, the Pidyon HaBen, and the Pidyon Petach Chamor, and the Yisrael Chayayim V'Keva, and the Reish Sagez, they don't have any Kedusha. So you can give it to a Kohen who's not so careful about the Tumentara. V'Shem and Shreifa, if you have Truma that's already Tame, and therefore needs to be burnt. V'Kachay HaMikdash, or things that are Kohen, the parts of the Kodesh that the Kohen gets. Meaning Kohanim get parts of many karbanos after the avodah is already done, and it's given in the azara, and it can be given to any kohen because all Kohanim make sure to be tahar before they go into the Beis HaMikdash. So since this is a Beis HaMikdash related item, they therefore are entitled to it. Vabikurim and bikurim, which are also brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And then Rabbi Yossi Oser B'Bikurim, Rabbi Yehuda rather Oser B'Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about the Bikurim part. He says that you're not allowed to give Bikurim to a Kohen who's not super careful about Tumah. Bikurim are not brought on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yehuda treats Bikurim like Chala and Truma of Eretz Yisrael, which you can't give to a Kohen who's not super careful about Tumah and Tahara. So Karshine Truma, if you have Vetch of Truma, which is animal fodder, Rabbi Akiva Mati. Rabbi Kiva says you're allowed to give it to any Kohen, even if he's not so careful about the Mentara. And the Chamas say you're not allowed to, because people will sometimes eat it if they're very, very hungry. So the Chamas said you have to treat it like human food and not like just animal food. Okay, so now we move on to Mishnah Yud. So the Mishnah talks about Chalas Chutz La'aretz that's brought into Eretz Yisrael. Nitai Ish Tekoa, Hevi Chalos Mi Beitar. Nitai Ish Tekoa, brought challah from Beitar, which was outside of Eretz Yisrael, and he brought it to Tekoa, which is in Eretz Yisrael, the lo kiblu menu, but they didn't accept. The Kohanim wouldn't take that challah from him, because challah that's taken outside of Eretz Yisrael is tameh, because there's tuma be'eretz ha'amim. There's an assumption of tuma everywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. So they told him to save that challah and burn it with the schametz before Pesach, because it had a status of tuma klape Eretz Yisrael. Anshe Alexandria heviu chalasein me'Alexandria. The people of Alexandria brought their challah from Alexandria to Eretz Yisrael. Alexandria is in Egypt. Velo kiblu mehem, but the people of Kohanim Eretz Yisrael didn't want that either, for the same reason. So now that we know that the Chacham Eretz Yisrael didn't want challah from Chutz La'aretz, the Mishnah is going to tell us that there were other matnos kohuna and other similar things that people turned down. So Anshe Hartzavoim heviu bikureim kodem atzeres. The people of Hartzavoim brought their bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash before Shavuos, v'lo kiblu mehem, but they wouldn't accept the bikurim from them before Shavuos, because they told them to come back after Shavuos. This isn't a Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael issue. This is just that the timing was off. Because the pasuk says in the Torah that v'chag hakatzir bikurim ma'asecha asher tizra basada. So that is talking about the shtei alechem, and it says asher tizra basada. So when it talks about it as bikurim ma'asecha, so it's telling us that bikurim can only be brought when you're bringing the shtei alechem of Shavuos. The shtei alechem is the primary carbon of Shavuos, meaning there are two carbonos mincha that bookend the Svira period. You have the carbon omer on Pesach, on the second day of Pesach, and the shtei alechem on Shavuos. In fact, the Rama writes that the reason that we have a minhag to eat milchik on Shavuos is a zecher to the shtei alechem, because there's a halacha in Yerideya that you're not allowed to have the same loaf of bread at a milchik meal that you have at a Shabbos meal. So by having both a milchik meal and a fleishig meal, so by having both a milchik and a fleishig meal, that necessitates two sets of bread, a milchik set of bread and a fleishig set of bread. So we dafka set up our meal situation in Shavuos in such a way where we need two sets of bread in order to commemorate the shtei halachem that we have on Shavuos. But anyway, for our Mishnah purposes, what we see from there is the fact that shtei halachem is in the pasuk about shtei halachem. It says bikurim ma'asecha. We see that the bikurim can only be brought when the shtei halachem are brought, which is on Shavuos. So to quickly summarize what we learned today in Mishnah Tes, we listed a whole long list of items that could be given to any Kohen, even one who's not so careful about Tumah Tahara, either because the item just doesn't have Kedusha, or it's dealt with in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it has a very high level of Kedusha, and Kohanim are all going to be careful about it, although there were a couple of machlokas. There was a machlokas about Bikurim, and there was a machlokas about Karshine Truma. And then in Mishnah Yud, we said that there were a few times that people tried to bring Chalas Chutz La'aretz and give it to Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, and they turned it down because they assumed that it had a status of Tumah. We also mentioned that people brought Bikurim before Shavuos, and it was also turned down because because Shtei Alechem is compared to Bikurim in the Pasuk, or is referred to as Bikurim in the Pasuk, and from there we learn that Bikurim can only be brought when the Shtei Alechem is brought, which is on Shavuos. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we will conclude Maseches Challah and begin Be'ezras Hashem Maseches Arlos.